Daf Mem Aleph. We're holding.
Yes,
Warbear. We're holding by Omrab Alexandria Omrab Chiabarab. So yesterday we had Rabbi Alexandra quoting Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba regarding the relationship of Mechilat Avonot to Refuat HaGuf. Today, furthermore, said Rabbi Alexandra, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Gadol Neis Shenaasa L'Chole Yoter Min HaNeis Shenaasa L'Chananya Mishoa V'Azariah. Because, look, if you consider the Neis of Chananya Mishoa V'Azariah, basically, I mean, what's the problem over there? You're dealing with a chemical fire. So, chemical fire, anybody could put out a chemical fire, right? So, the idea, it's a eishel hadyot. Hakol yecholim lechavotah. I mean, if Chananya Mishoa V'Azariah could have called the fire department, they also could have dealt with the problem. But shel choleh, that is an eish min hashamayim. You're burning up with fever. Miyachol lechavotah. What are you going to do? You can't turn down the thermostat. You can't call the fire department. So, it's got to be a greater eish. To be healed from that. The Omer Lepsandri, Omer Pchia, or some say it was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kivanchi Gia, Kitzor Shel Adam HaKol Moshin. If the time for a person to die has arrived, now it's the time of his Mishpat, everything in the world has power over him. As we see that Kayan said, Kayan was an awfully powerful guy. He said, Vayat Kol Motzi Yargeni, any organism that finds me can kill me, even these little invisible things. Rav Amar min Adenkra, we see it from this pasuk. L'mishpatecha amdu hayom ki akol avadecha. When it is time to stand in the mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every last thing in the world is a servant to see to it that that mishpat is carried out. In fact, Rav Bar Shila, they once told him, Amrle, while Shachiv Gavra Govoa, this guy, strong, powerful guy, was killed in an accident, Avirochiv Girduna Zutra, he's sitting there, he's riding this little mule, Motetitura, and he's crossing this bridge. All of a sudden, he stops it, the mule goes bananas for no particular reason, and Shadid throws this guy into the river, into the gorge of 400 meters below, Vikashachiv, and he dies. Who would ever thought a little mule could get rid of that guy? Kori al Navshe le Mishpatecha Amdu Hayom. He said, ah, that's an example. Even a sudden wildness in a mule can finish up the strongest guy. Shmuel Chazia, la ahu akrava, the yativ akurkata. Shmuel once sees this mad sight of a scorpion riding on the back of a frog. The avra nahara, and they cross the river. And on the other side of the river, the scorpion is Tarka Gavra. He stings somebody, and that guy died. Kori Aleit. So he said about that story, L'mishpatecha amdu hayom ki akol avadecha. Take a look at that crazy maisa. That in the end, this person dies from that. Omar Shmuelim evakrinat achole ela l'misha chalatzato chama. The only chole that you should be visiting is someone who is sick because he's running a fever. As opposed to what? Well, lafukei tani Rabbi Yezer ben Parta, Omer b'shem Rabbi Eliezer. You don't go to be mavaker a chole me'ayim. Somebody who's got stomach trouble should not be visited. Someone who's got pain in his eye, or michush harosh, who's got a migraine, should not be visited. So I understand b'shem chole me'ayim. You don't want to visit somebody who has stomach trouble. Mishum kisufa, the guy's going to be embarrassed. He has to run to the bathroom. It's an unpleasant kind of situation. But chole ha'ayin, well, what's wrong? I mean, the guy has pain in his eye, or he's got a migraine. Why shouldn't you visit him? Mishum de Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Dibura, Kosher Le'ina. Rabbi Yehuda says speaking is painful for somebody who has a problem in the eye or in the head. The Rosh points out that very often these two things go hand in hand. A migraine affects your eyes, the pain in the eyes, you have a headache. Starts behind your eyes. And you're talking, just makes things worse. You don't need somebody to visit you that you're going to have to talk to. Well, my Rava, hi Ishatas. Rava, you should know that these fevers that everybody's so upset about, the truth is, you love the Parvanka, the Malach, the Muta. If it wouldn't be that they also happen to be working for the Malach HaMavet, so, you know, they often get out of hand. And They kill you, but if they wouldn't kill you, Molly, they are very good for your health. They help you like a chizra l'dikli. They're like the little stubs that go around the dekel, the bottom, that protect it from animals rubbing against and so on. So too, these fevers protect you from viruses, from bacteria, and they're very, very good for you, except for the fact that they happen to kill you. But if not for that, if they're just the right amount, you know, once every 30 days, wipe out all those microorganisms, at least the unfriendly ones, you know. So they're good for you. It's a sign of a nice immune response. Very nice, very nice. Once every 30 days, you know. And they're also like Tiraiki Lagufa. They're like Tiraiki. Tiraiki is like an anti-venom that they used to. It's very interesting. Rashi brings the Tiraiki, elsewhere. He says that it's like they used to milk snakes. And they would make they would make antitoxins.
They still do,
very interesting, from the snake venom. So this is like a turaika. It looks like a snake. It looks like, how could it possibly be good for you? But it's kiturika lagufa. That's the marshal over here. Sometimes you find things that will save you from poison, but they themselves seem to be poisonous. The same thing is true of a fever. Fever seems to be, people relate to the fever as the problem, but the truth is the fever is really the solution. Except that sometimes, you know, it gets a hand, but the truth is it's a good thing. Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, you know what? I'll do without the fever and without the tiraiki. How about we just forget the whole thing, huh? We even it out. Lohi v'lo tiraiki, okay? Amar Rabba, Reb Yonatan, Amar Reb Yechiya. Our son is also very good. It's yofa l'chola for his refuah. What exactly is our son? Amar Reb Yonatan. Our son is chushlo desare atika derish nafya. It's some old barley that you've been, that is stuck around there. Someone is stuck to the edge of the sifter, and obviously it has to be cooked, as we'll see. But that has some very good oatmeal characteristics. Hot oatmeal. Omar, I buy a boy something like that to make it edible. The bayin bishula came bisra. You got to cook that thing up the way you got to cook a stew.
Cream of barley.
Oh yeah. No. The cream of barley actually is another mandiorno. We'll see in a moment.
Really?
Yeah. There's another, this is Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Shita is that indeed it's cream of barley. It's Samira the Sariatik. That's his old, it's the solet, which is the cream that they have. The solet of old barley, the Rish Nafia, and it was on that Abaya said, even though it's solet, Abaya still said, Bayan Bishula Kibisu the Tour, you gotta cook that thing up, it's crazy. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the one thing that you should never visit is a guy who's bored. Boredom. You don't even mention the name of a guy. I mean, how could somebody be bored in this incredible life? And it's just absolutely outrageous. The guy doesn't deserve even a visit. But actually, of course, that's not what it means. It actually refers to colitis or serious bleeding from the rectum. It's called boredom. It's like a pit of blood. So it's not even polite to say it. You don't say so-and-so has boredom, suffering from boredom. My time, Amar Rav Elazar b'nei Shu k'mayana noveya. It's like he's constantly bleeding, and he'd be very embarrassing. Amar Rav Elazar, that's actually why it's called boredom. Boredom is boredom. Shu k'mayana noveya, it's like he's dripping blood. U'mirapeo refuat ha-nefesh. Well, what does that mean? U'mirapeo refuat ha-nefesh? What exactly is Rufuat Nefesh? What does that mean? A psychiatrist? Well, what is the mission trying to say? Lema Rufuat Nefesh in the sense of, like Avram Avinu says to the Bnei Chet, Im Yesh Et Nafshechem, like Borat made. What's Et Nafshechem over there means? If you want to be nice to me, right? It's a lesson of Ratzon. Ruach Tova, we say. Ruach Tova. So Nefesh is something you want to do for free. We call it Nafshechem. You care about me. So that maybe that's the meaning. In other words, Rufuat Mamon means for pay, and Rufuat HaNefesh means care, a caring response. If it's caring, so then basically he's doing a mitzvah. As you're talking about over here, the Rofei is not supposed to be giving out not to the Chol, huh? But since he's doing a mitzvah, so it's like a not in a mela, we said, and that he can do. But he can't do that for for his... So what would that mean? No, lo refuat mamon, that he can't take money for it? Or some learn that he... I mean, according to the Ron, it really should be a problem, even though he doesn't make it a problem here, because he said it, exchange for services is not being nana, really. Right? It could be if he's mochel the money for it, and, then what's the difference between that and nefesh? So if in the havamina, since it's only havamina, we don't care that much to work out the details. But maybe what it's saying is you can't do it for money because you're going to be nana from it. You can do it if it's just a... just beratzon. If that would be the case, it would be because the choleh would be usur on the rofe. And the problem is you can't pay him. That's the way the Ron learns. The Rush learns the other way. But as I say, it's only avam, you know, we're going to be dochet, so we don't get into it too much in the Gemara. So is that what it means? So then, I mean, why not just say it? Just say it. What's so hard to say such a thing? You can go ahead and do something for him, but you can't take money for it.
It's so, a psychological thing, Mark. Well, you have to write a bill. it's like part of the package. You get a medication, you get a bill. Can that be...
Apparently not. No. So therefore, it's not. It's difficult to believe that that's what the language means. That wouldn't be the way we would say it. El refuat nefesh would mean a human refuat. Refuat mamon means a vet. That's the point. Refuat nefesh, a doctor is dealing with a human being, whereas refuat mamon means that you can't be merape his animals. And of course, that would only be, as Ron pointed out earlier, he points out again here, where there is no other vet. I mean, where there is another vet. I mean, otherwise you got a problem with Hashavat Aveda. If you're b'chuyev to take care of his mama, we said before, you're allowed to be meshiv aveidato. So being able to cure his animal, if you can't get anybody else to cure it, is hashavat aveida. He's going to lose his money. So we'd have to be talking about over here, there's plenty of places where you could get the medication. You can go to any vet. And so over there, we say it's not considered to be a mitzvah. You should bedavka be the one who's going to be merapim. Hashem came to be Merapa, his goof, that's considered to be a mitzvah, and now comes Mamela, and we said that that's okay.
So today, that would be virtual behemoths like cars and tractors?
What's that?
Virtual behemoths today, like cars and tractors?
No, nothing wrong. No, still a dinner, Vashav is Aveda. Omer Zudra Bar Tuvia. Omer Rav, when we're talking about refuah, we mean to actually do something for him. To give advice is not called doing something for him, so... So a doctor could actually give out free advice. You could say, sam ploni yafela, sam ploni rala. If he is a vet, he's not going to actually do the work, then it's not a problem to give advice. It's advice, basically, you know, there's a lot of competition for it. Continues the Mishnah. Someone who's asurbana on somebody else. Rochetzi bo bambati gedola. It's not a problem. You could go into the mikveh and you say, but I mean, the water level is going to go up, and then this other guy is going to have enough for my being in the mikveh, you know. But, I mean, that's not significant.
That's, you know? Yeah, he benefit from somebody else being in the mikveh.
Somebody else is in the mikveh with him, so it makes a difference to the water level. Okay, but over there it's insignificant. It's like it's the same thing we talked about, the Kos Shel Shalom. It's a lot of people, it's not noticeable. That's considered to be more memela. But if it's an Ambati Katana, where really it's at a premium, in other words, the water level is you're being very makbid on, you want that water to go up for yourself, and you're makbid on, it's a sort of a mutual kind of thing. But you can't say that it's just memela. Because over there you're thinking of the level in terms of yourself and the other guy. I mean, it's right there next to you. So that you can't do. V'yosheni mo b'mita, you could sleep with him in the bed, even though you're warming him up. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's only the summer. B'yemot ha'chama, avalo b'yemot ha'gishamim. If it's winter time, then he's basically getting a free electric heater. And that's a 100-watt bulb in the bed, you know. There's no problem, however, with you if you're eating together, you're both on the same couch. That you can do even the imota gishamim, That's not considered to be warming up the guy. Or, we'll see, there's also the sheet of Rabbi Meir argues in all of this because of Gzeira, maybe you'll come. In other words, a big mikveh is no good because maybe you'll do a small mikveh. A bed in the summer is no good because maybe you'll do a bed in the winter. So here you might think, even to be on the same couch, you may end up falling asleep on the couch and keeping him warm. So mashmal, you don't have to worry about that. Of course, for Westerners who can't imagine being on the same couch or certainly the same bed as another human being, unless, I mean, it's got to be sex, you know, and it's unbelievable. But hey, it's incredible, you know, the changes in mores. But anyway, you can be Macy, Vimar, Lamita, and there's no chashash that you're going to end up falling asleep there and warming him up. Now, you can eat on the same table. And we're not afraid that he's going to end up poking his hands at your plate. Yeah, that looks good. So then you end up being Mahanahim. However, what we are afraid of, if you're sharing a serving platter, then lechavod the other guy, you may say, you know, I'm not going to take that piece of chicken. I know he likes the white. You know, so I'll leave it for him. But over there, then you're being Mahanahim. If it comes to you and you leave it there, so you're basically giving him food. So therefore, you can't have a meal with him in the first place. However, a tamchui that is the way we serve, where we're not even meant to finish what's in the tamchui. Basically, you put so much in there that there's going to be leftovers. And it's meant to be choser back into the fridge after you finish. So over there, there's no problem of the other guy leaving over, because if he hadn't left over, there would be plenty of food.
Is this a tamchui of the poor, or this is
No. It just means a servant. The tamchui is just a tamchui is a way we refer to if it's for the poor, the tamchui of the poor, because it's the immediate food. But it's a serving platter.
It's not put out there to go around again.
No,
it's actually put away.
The word chose, yes, because even if it goes around again, you may still be offering him more food. The Gemara will clarify this. You're right, the word achozer often would mean that. The Gemara clarifies that in this case it means chozer lebalabayit. It's meant to be put back into the fridge. That doesn't mean it doesn't go around a few times first. All it means is that there's so much food that it's irrelevant whether you leave him over something. Tanya, lo yirchatz imo ba'ambati, v'lo yishan imo b'mita, ben gedola, ben k'tana, divrei Rabbi Meir. So here we see there's another shita actually, that the Mishnah only works out of Libra Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Meir holds that you cannot share a bath or bed with anyone. And it doesn't matter if it's big or small. And obviously it wouldn't matter whether it's winter or summer. It's because the point is that he goes there. So if you allow people to be in a hot tub together, then they may end up being in a small tub together, a jacuzzi together, whatever. Right? So he'll end up being Mahanahim by raising the water level. If you allow him to sleep in a large bed where there's no contact and very little heat, he may end up thinking it's mutter to sleep in a smaller bed. And then yes, be Mahanahim, and so on and so forth. So this is Rabbi Meir's gozer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gidola, Bimot HaGeshamim, Uktana, Bimot HaChama, Mutar. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no problem of a gezeira. So let's say you have a large bed, even though the weather is cold, but it's large enough that he's not going to be that nene from your presence. You're not up next to him, therefore you're not going to heat him that much. Or, if it's a small bed, nobody wants the extra heat, obviously, in the summer. And therefore, there's no chashah. What are you afraid that he'll say, but during the summer, the rabbi said it's okay, so I should be able to in the winter also. No, that we're not chashish for. And we're not chashish for making a mistake in the ambatia either. Rochetzimo bambati gedola. And we're not afraid that he's going to end up adding now to the water level in an ambati katana by getting into it. Umeziyaimo biktana. If you're talking about in a schwitz, there's bechlal no problem. This guy, what, because of his presence there, you're going to raise the sauna temperature. That's not much of a problem. Aval, meisevi ma'alamitav, ochir ma'ala shulchan, avalomenatamchui, avalochelumenatamchui, achozer, explains Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, what is a tamchui chozer? It doesn't mean chozer ben ha'orchim. It means, Amr Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, minatamchui achozer leba'alabayit. It means that there's so much food on that it's meant to be put back in the fridge after you finish the meal. Lo yochal, continues the Mishnah, lo yochalimo mena'ivus, shelifnei ha'poalim. As opposed to a tamchui, which is put on a table, poalim we talk about as if they're animals. It's actually the opposite. These are people who have real appetites because they do work. So that's what the Ron says. That's why we call it an avos. Because you have to stuff the food in there. That's interesting. You ever watch these Arab workers eat? Well, the Arab workers are miracle workers. Like nothing. They just work. And they're very, very avos like. And they'll take the food, the mom will jam the food, and they need that energy. It's like very energy oriented.
So
yeah, it's remarkable that they do work.
There are those who work.
There's some of the best workers in the world. Nothing stops them. The heat, they don't feel the heat. And cold.
They physical labor.
Physically?
Yeah. Right. They got a Jew over him also making sure they do it.
No, he falls asleep.
A lot of times what I am looking after.
Yeah. No. They are known. They are known as amazing workers. It was incredible. You can't get foreign workers that can do the kind of work in the heat and the danger and so on the way. Arabs just don't even notice. They just go out there. I mean, they train from tiny little kids. There's enormous burdens. I mean, you know, the old Sabalim that take refrigerators on their back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 60 years old.
Yeah, mommy. There's a guy here over 70 carry a refrigerator on his back.
He's open the stuff in it, too.
So, these guys are like, they eat. And that avos is sure not going to have anything left over. So if you are working with, you can't, there we're chayshish, that you're going to leave over something for the other guy, and therefore it's aser. And what's more, says Rebbe Meir, lo yaseimo bohuman. You cannot be on a chain gang. You're going up. So you're working through a kerem together. You're loosening the ground, or you're making the tracks for the train. All right, so you're the guy who's next to the guy who's Mudarano. They threw both of you in jail. And now you're working one up against the other. And when you dig, you're loosening the ground for the guy next to you also. So over there, since Alibi Rebbe Meir, we have to be cheshish, even if you're like three guys ahead on the chain gang. So what's going to, but it's Gzeira, you may do it when you're right next to him. So according to Rebbe Meir, you can't even work with you. You have to tell the jailer, I'm sorry, sir, but it's the wrong chain gang. That's my religion prevents me from working today.
So, and we're in, it's expected that they'll
no, it's not there. It's not really a chain gang. V'chachamim omrim, so berachok mimeno, it's okay as long as you're not up against the other guy.
What's the hanah here? It's making his job easier.
Yeah, loosening the ground for him. Bekarov, lo pligidos. That's for sure. I mean, even Chachamim made it. For sure, you really are helping the guy out. Ki pligi berachok. Rabbi Meir sava gazvina rachok mishum karov. So Rabbi Meir says, look, if you'd be right up to him, it would be aser. Dekamarbili la'arakame, you're making the ground softer, and when he comes now to break his ground, the ground's already been broken. Rabbanan Savir lo gazrin, consistent with the Rabbanan's position we've had throughout, we don't have any problems with making gezera tayna the chachamim, and therefore we can go right ahead and do it. Now, there's one little bit of a problem that the Rajba points out in the sugya, and obviously, and I'm sure there's something that bothered you all also. If another mamela is mutter, that is one of the ways, the key way we were referring to doing the kind of thing that another person will have anah from, where it isn't like really a direct anah from you. So, I mean, is it going into a bath? That kind of thing. I mean, you're going into a bath. Mamela, the level of the water is rising. Okay, I mean, so that's anah mamela. On the kayach of that problem, the Rashba disagrees with the Ran entirely throughout the whole sugya, and says that the union of being Isaac in the mitzvah is not because the other guy is the memela stam recipient, but because of inyanei mitzvah particularly, in which the other person is left out. He becomes completely generic, not simply memela. But, I mean, the truth is, the way that I said it over, I think, includes the Ran's approach, which is that where you're talking about something over here, you're talking about a mutual issue. And it was, I'm interested in this bath being big enough for the two of us. That's really what the point is. I'm utilizing his presence in the bath to get the water high enough for me. And my kavana there is to use this water that is now rising. I can't say that I'm ignoring his presence, and that's entirely mamela. There's too much mutuality that's involved for it to be called mamela. Any time that something would be mutual, it can't be viewed as mamela. Therefore, all of these cases, sleeping in the same bed, warming someone, he said, I am not interested, I'm interested in being warm, not in warming him, but that's not really true. Because two people in a bed are both taking advantage of the other's body. Right? So it's not shaykh to say mamela in such cases. And that's the point. It's a fascinating, the Ron is consistent throughout the sugya. Mamela is where I have a completely different thing in mind. And what's coming out is fallout, as far as you're concerned. It's ancillary. It's not what we're looking at all. Okay. Omer Alexandri, Omer Pchia Bar Abba, Godol Neish, Na'aseh Lecho Leh, Yoter Min Anish, Na'aseh Lech Ananya, Mishael Va'azarya. Because look, Ananya Mishael Va'azarya was only an Eish El Hedya. Ako Yecholim Lechavotah. I mean, they weren't allowing them to call the fire department. But over here is Yoshel Cholesh and Shomayimi, Miyokol Lechavotah. Omer Rav Alexandri, Omer Pchia Bar Abba, Omer Lomer Rav Yeshu Ben Levi, כיוון שהגיע קיצור של אדם, הכל משלים בו. שנאמר והיה כל מוציא יהרגני. רב אמר מנדן קרא למשפטיך עמדו היום כי הכל עבדיך. רב בר שילה אמרו לו, וואי שכיב גברה גבוה, the craziest accident, אבירוכיב גרדונה זוטרו, מוטה תיטורה, and all of a sudden he stopped it, שרדי וקשכיב. קורי על נפשם, the mishpatach from Do Ayom, you hear about these freak accidents. It's really not such a... You have the same reaction. You know, the guy is killed by that kind of crazy attack. That guy that got the... was working with rays his whole life. He got the stingray, like, right through his... Unbelievable, amazing. It's a kol avadecha. Shmuel chaze, lahu akraba yoti vakrokata. I mean, this was probably the same one that had the conversation, you know. Yeah,
drowned in them.
But that was on the way back. The Ofra Nahara, Tarka Gavra, my Koriel El Mishpatech, I'm doing you. Oh, my Shmuel, Eme Bakrim at Achole, El Mishach Alatzato Chama. By the way, I forgot to tell you, beautiful, beautiful. You know the Lashon of Chalatzato Chama, which you always think means he just recovered from his fever, but which doesn't. Because as the Ron points out, Chalutzim Alu B'nai Yisrael means they just put on their weapons. Right? They are dressed in their weapons. That's the Chalutzim. This is that Lashon of Chalatzato Chama, is that he was mitlabesh in heat. That's the point. He's wearing it like armor.
That's
my shver always asks me that. Lafuke mai. Lafuki Adatani Rabyazi Ben Parta Im Bishumra Blyazim. Aim Vakrim Loko Le me Ayim Velokelea Ayin Velomi Fushea Roch. So Bishleva Kole me Ayim Mishum Kisufa Bahole Ayin Mihushea Roch. My time Bishum the Rabihuda. Don't review the Dibura Koshalaina, as the Ram Rosh points out, it's also the Mihushea Roch. And it's Mala Le Yishata, although the Rugura takes that for granted. Omar Rava Hai Shata, Ilata Parvanka, the Malacha, the Muta. I'll tell you something, it would be Mali, Kechizra, Ladikle, Kadavos in Yom, and it's for Chitiraike Lagufe. From Nachaba Yitzhak, Omar Lohi, Velotiraike, please do me a favor. Omar Rava Bar Yonatan, Omar of Yafiel, Arson, your fellow Kolelu Fuato, my Arson, Omar of Yonatan, Hushra, the Sari Atika, the Rishnafi. Omer Abaye Bayin Bishula Kein Bisur Tura. Rabbi Yosef Amarel, it's the Semida of Sari Atikat Rishnafia. Omer Abaye Bayin Bishula Kein Bisur Tura on that. Omer Yochanan, Bordam, Ein Mavakrin, Ein Maskirin Shemo. My time, Omer Blazur Neshu Kamayana Novea. Mi Omer Rabbi Elazar, Lamanik Shemo, Bordam, Shul Kamayana Novea, Bordam. Murape Rufuata Nefesh, Okikitani, Ilem Rufuat Nefesh means imyeshet nafshechem, Loshon of Bechina. Rufuat Mamon means Beskar, so you say so. Libeach and Rapel Bechina, Mavolo Beskar. Ella Rufuat Nefesh means human, Gufo. Rufuat Mamon means Behemto. Omre Zut Bartuvi Amarab. Avalomelo Samploni Yofala, Samploni Rala, I mean advice, you know, then it's just like, People pay you to take their advice. V'rochetzimo ba'ambati gedola avalobik tana v'yoshenimo ba'mita reviram v'yimot ha'chama v'yimot ha'kishamim v'yipnei shu v'haneu ומסעב אמו על המיטה ואוכל אמו על השולחן, אבל לא מן התמחוי, אבל האוכל הוא מן התמחוי החוזר, because even if he leaves him over things, there would have been plenty to eat anyway. תניה לא ירחץ אמו באמבט, ולא ישן אמו במיטה, בין גדולה, בין קטנה, referring to both of the above. דבר רבי מאיר. רבי יהודה אומר, לא, גדולה בימות הגשמים, קטנה בימות החמה, מותר. רוחץ אמו is also באמבט גדולה, מזיע אמו בקטנה, אבל מסב אמו על המיטה ואוכל אמו על השולחן אבל לא מן התמחוי אבל אוכל הוא מן התמחוי החוזר אומר רבי יוסף רבי חנינא that means מן התמחוי החוזר לבעל הבית לא יאכל אמו מן העיבות שלפני הפועלים ולא יעשה אמו באומן דבר רבי מאיר חכמים אומרים he can הוא עושה as long as הוא ברחוק ממנו בקרוב לא פליגי דיוסף וכי פליגי ברחוק רבי מאיר סובר גזרין רחוק משום קרוב לקומרפי לא ערקמי, רבן הצברי לא גזרינן.